Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Monday, November 9th, 2009. The Israeli military kidnaps 14 civilians from the West Bank and allows food supplies into Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Fourteen Palestinian civilians were kidnapped by Israeli troops on Monday during military invasions targeting a number of West Bank communities. Local sources reported invasions and home search in Bethlehem and Hebron cities, southern West Bank, as well as Jenin and Nablus in the north, and Ramallah City, central West Bank. Medical sources in Hebron City added that a Palestinian man sustained moderate wounds on Monday morning when troops manning a checkpoint near the city assaulted him. The Israeli Army Radio announced that all those kidnapped men were taken to military detention camps for questioning. Israeli military attacks against civilians in Bethlehem, Ramallah and Nablus has increased in the past 5 months, regardless of the Israeli Army announcement last June that military operations in those cities will stop. In other news, the Israeli military opened on Monday all three crossings between the Gaza Strip and Israel and allowed some goods into the besieged territory. Israel keeps the Gaza borders closed and opens them occasionally. Last time the crossings were open was more than 2 weeks ago. A tight siege has been imposed on the Gaza Strip since June of 2006, including the Rafah terminal, the only link for the coastal region with the world. In related news, Palestinian armed groups in Gaza fired on Monday a homemade Qassam shell at Israeli border areas with the Gaza Strip. Israeli media sources reported that the shell landed in open area at the northern town of Sderot, causing no damage or injuries. Thank you for joining us. From Occupy Bethlehem, you have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Barnoura.